Business Matters, in association with Donegal ETBs for their education and training service, developing the Donegal workforce across the engineering, manufacturing, retail services, technology and agricultural sectors.
Hi, I'm Kieran O'Donnell. You're welcome to Business Matters. Later in the podcast, I'll be talking to Frankie Vellman, owner of the new Airacle Training Centre in Fulcara. But first up this week is our Backing Business segment, and joining me on the line is Donegal ETB Course Recruitment Officer, Tara Maguire. Tara, you're welcome to Business Matters.
Thank you very much, Kieran, for having me. I'm delighted to have the opportunity to talk to you today about all the great and exciting things that Donegal ETB's Further Education and Training Service has to offer to your listeners.
Tara, the pandemic has brought new trends, and I'm sure that's something that Donegal ETB are paying constant attention to. I suppose, in the current climate, what are the growth sectors and what types of support and training are available from Donegal ETB's perspective?
Yeah, well, I suppose, Kieran, to begin with, I suppose it's important to point out that Donegal ETB, you know, we have a dedicated employer engagement unit as well as a programme development unit within Donegal ETB. And the responsibility of those two units is to touch base, you know, get to grips with what's going on at a local level, both I suppose locally, regionally and nationally. And of course, you know, COVID definitely has impacted the way that we've been doing business over the last year in particular. But I suppose we would work very closely. We'd be watching things like the emerging job reports. You know, we'd be watching reports by the expert group on future skills needed, for example, as well as talking with lots of local networks. So, you know, Leo, for example, the Chamber of Commerce, you know, all of those industry bodies, you know, in terms of engineering sectors and so on. We work very closely with those particular industries to see what exactly is needed here locally in Donegal. And one of the interesting things that we've noticed on the back of COVID, prior to COVID, we would have noticed that the emerging industries were in areas such as artificial intelligence, for example, or robotic engineering and security, cybersecurity, and areas like that. And by those industries are still growing and they're definitely still recruiting in those industries. One of the interesting things is that the fastest growing sector at the moment, or at least the top three, are in healthcare, e-commerce and construction. And that's an area that Donegal ETB has, you know, we have a long history in those areas and we're continuously improving programmes in those areas. So if you took healthcare, for example, Kieran, you know, we have a lot of different programmes, both full-time and part-time, and that includes everything from healthcare support and staff to more specialised medical professionals. So courses such as healthcare support, health service skills, nursing studies, infection prevention control, palliative care and so on. You know, there's a huge amount of opportunity in that sector at the moment. And we have an ageing population here in Ireland as well. So that's a sector that's going to continue to grow. If you were to look then at e-commerce, for example, you know, take Amazon. In the period of January to October of 2020, they actually recruited 427,000 new staff members. And that's been no different here locally, Kieran. I suppose businesses on the ground in Donegal have had to do the same. We've had to adapt, move our products and services online. And, you know, Donegal ETB is delighted that we've kind of been at the heart of that transition, I should say, along with Leo and the Chamber of Commerce and many other industry partners in developing, you know, that those programmes. So, for example, we provide minor and major awards in areas like digital sales and marketing, for example, start your own business, social media for business, software development, and all of those areas. So digital skills, you know, it's critical in every industry. And if you want to future-proof your career, Kieran, you know, you have to have digital skills. And we offer training in those areas from very basic levels so that nobody's left behind to more advanced levels as well. So that would be important to note. And one of the most recent initiatives, I suppose, that we're working on at the moment, and actually today, later on, we'll be running a discussion for the digital diploma in business and professional administration. So that's a new and upcoming course, you know, that focuses on project management and resource management and business ethics and all of that. So lots happening in that space at the moment. If you look at the construction and engineering sector then, Kieran, you know, locally and nationally for quite some time, we've been facing skill shortages in these areas, you know, and that's a combination of issues, I suppose, from the last downturn that we experienced, coupled with challenges of COVID now as well. And at Donegal ETB, we're working very closely with the industry and developing, you know, new programmes in the form of traineeships. And they're like mini apprenticeships for all the world. So some of the recent programmes that we've developed in that area would be the construction technology. You know, welding's been around for quite some time. The engineering operations traineeship is a new initiative in the last year or two. And we've been working with Killybegs Harbour Development Group, along with the, you know, Inishowen Engineering and a lot of different companies across the engineering sector. And in actual fact, we're hoping to have a hub in Inishowen, and we're working on that at the moment. You know, so we've lots of really great things happening. And in addition, you know, we have some great stories, Ciarán, to share. Like, we had not that long ago, we had a gentleman who was a chef, decided, you know, after 20 years in the industry, thought, I need a change of career. And as he was getting older, didn't necessarily want to be in the hospitality sector anymore. And he came back to do the engineering traineeship course with ourselves. And before the course ended, you know, ESB were recruiting for their apprenticeship program at that time. And he secured an interview and, you know, had a lot of support from the tutor in preparing for that interview and so on. And he's now, you know, on an apprenticeship with ESB. So just one small example of how, you know, careers have changed, and Donegal ETB is playing, you know, a very important part in helping people to make those changes.
Donegal ETB, they've planned to develop a new weaving traineeship, and that's coming along shortly. What prompted the ETB to provide and look at a training programme that's probably a tradition that's quite unique to Donegal?
Yeah, well, I suppose it is. It's the very first of its kind, Ciarán. It hasn't been done before, and you know, we recognise, I suppose, that it's part of the blueprint of Donegal. And for that reason, it's a very special area of training for us. And like that, we've been working with the businesses on the ground. So we've been collaborating with McGee's Clothing, Studio Donegal, for example, McNutt's, Malise and Sons, Hannah Hats and so on. So there's an awful lot of really fantastic companies out there that are working in this space here in Donegal. And, you know, from collaborating with those companies, we've learned that the average age of a weaver is 75 at the moment. So, you know, those skills we have to try and maintain in this county. You know, we're unique for it. And the intention behind this course, I suppose, is to secure the succession of the craft. It's going to be a very exciting course. We're nearly ready to go with that one now. In the next couple of weeks, we'll see that we'll be recruiting for that particular programme. And yeah, we're very excited about that one, Ciarán, I must say.
We look forward with interest to see how the weaving traineeship develops, Tara. And before we go, is there anything else you want to touch on?
Yeah, thank you, Ciarán. I suppose one of the other new exciting programmes that we're rolling out at the minute is in the pipeline is communications and a cabling traineeship. And we're working very closely with KN Networks in the development of that programme. And basically, that'll focus on the installation and maintenance of broadband infrastructure regionally, you know, within the county and so on, and beyond as well. And it's in line with the national Broadway plan. So, you know, we see lots of great opportunity, both locally, nationally, internationally, with that particular programme. And the beauty of the traineeships, I suppose, Ciarán, is that 30% of the coursework must be done within the industry, you know, within the job. And there's great benefits of a traineeship programme, because in addition to that, you know, you're not only getting a fully certified qualification at the end of that programme, but there's lots of currency in terms of valuable tickets that you'll come out with as well. So things like manual handling, abrasive wheels, you know, forklift training and so on. So there's a lot of extra value added into those programmes. So certainly watch this space. You know, if I could add, just to make sure that you're following us on both Donegal ETB's own website and, in addition to that, our social media platforms. So Facebook and YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, you name it, we're out there and we're open for business, Ciarán, and we're looking forward to working with the public going forward to future-proof their own careers as well.
Tara McGuire, Course Recruitment Officer with Donegal ETB, thanks for taking the time to talk to us on Business Matters.
Thank you very much.
Still to come, we'll be hearing from Airigle Training Centre owner Frankie Vellman.
Are you confused about using social media for your business? Donegal ETB's Further Education and Training Service can provide you with introductory training. Contact Enterprise Engagement at donegaletb.ie or call 07491-20500.
You're welcome back. At the start of 2020, Frankie Vellman set up Airigle Training Centre in Fulcairra to train people seeking employment in the wind energy sector. Airigle Training Centre is the only centre on the island of Ireland to receive approval from the Global Wind Energy Organisation to deliver all five modules of the basic safety training programme under the one roof. While the last year has been challenging, Frankie is looking forward to opening the doors of a state-of-the-art facility based at the Ballyconnell Industrial Estate.
We set up a centre here, Kieran, back in February last year, and it's a fine facility here, Kieran. We've got 18,000 square feet. We do a range of different courses, and just a couple of weeks ago there, Kieran, we were the first centre in Ireland of Ireland to be approved for all five modules of the basic safety training for people wishing to gain employment in the wind energy sector, both onshore and offshore.
How significant is to get approval for all five, Frankie?
It was a challenge, Kieran, quite a tough challenge. A lot of investment was needed, getting the right staff to do the training for you, COVID coming into the matter and that. So it was a challenge. As for the significance of it, it gives us a little edge in the market, Kieran, because we are the only centre on the island of Ireland to have all five approvals for the basic safety training. The five modules include the working at height, the sea survival, the manual handling, the first aid and the fire awareness. We're hoping that that'll make us very attractive to some of the big companies like Airtricity, SSE, Airtricity, Enercon, all the big companies that are in the wind energy game themselves.
I do know that last February you were about to get things up and running, and a month later COVID hit. Talk to me about that and take me back to that time, Frankie.
We got the keys of the building here on the 28th of February last year, and all set to go and up and down every day and all guns blazing, Kieran, ready to get the training centre ready for delivering courses. And I suppose within a month, COVID had hit. It was, I guess, Kieran, nobody sort of knew what was happening. It took us quite a while to find out what you could do, what you couldn't do. For us, it was, let's keep going. Let's just carry on with what our plans were. We had a good business plan. Our business plan initially was to look after the oil and gas training, and we needed to take some staff on board, Kieran. We advertised in a local paper there, and we got a website set up, and we had a lot of inquiries for staff, people wanting to come and work for us, and also for people wanting to come and do training. We realised through sort of a wee bit of our market research that we did, and you know, by taking the people's names and giving them updates and that, we found that more people were looking to do wind energy training. So for us, it was a no-brainer. Sort of, we were going to do the wind energy training.
Did that surprise you at the level of interest?
It did, Kieran, yeah. And I suppose my background sort of being oil and gas. I still know a lot of guys that work offshore in the oil and gas industry, but a lot of them are transitioning now into the wind energy sector.
So before we talk in detail about what goes on here, you mentioned your own background. Talk to me about your background in offshore.
Well, Kieran, I suppose you'd know me from about 25, 26 years ago, sort of playing football in the orchard and that. You'd know two friends of mine, Packy and Brenton, the Dunyan brothers there, and I used to work in the bar, and I decided to myself that I would go away and work on an oil rig, and I guess the two boys says, Frankie, you know, I don't know if you should or you shouldn't, but anyway, I borrowed some money off the two guys and I headed away. I did a course, pretty much the same type of course as we offer here for oil and gas, and did the course, as I say, came back and did a wee bit of work in the bar, sent out a few CVs to a few different companies and that, and nothing was really happening. But I suppose the fact of the matter was Packy and Brendan had lent me quite a substantial amount of money and I had to pay them back, so they sort of got on to me a bit. I decided then I need to phone all these companies in Aberdeen and that to try and get a start. So I phoned them, and the way I actually got a start, Kieran, was I used to phone companies twice a day. I would phone in the morning and go, any work going? And they would go, no, ring back next week. I'd say, no, I'll call in the afternoon just in case you get a job. And I think they actually felt sorry for me, or they just wanted to get me off the phone. So I managed to get a start. And I suppose my father, one of his things that he said to me when I was a young boy growing up, if you ever do a job, always do it so nobody can say it's not good enough. And when I went out to the rig to do the job, I did it as by the way he told me. So, Nobody could say anything about my work, and I was offered a full-time contract.
What was the attraction of offshore at that time, Frankie?
Well, I suppose my father, he worked on supply boats in that, Kieran, and he, you know, we'd come home, he'd be away for months at a time, and he'd come home and he'd be bringing home stuff to us, and, you know, he'd be telling us about this story and that story and about the big seas, 50 and 60 feet waves and that they'd have to go through. And, you know, it was just sort of attractive to me, you know, being in a, sort of following your father's footsteps, you know. A lot of people like to do that here, and, you know, we're sort of in the family.
And who was your first employer and what was your first job?
My first employer was actually a company called Rigman. And funny, I had actually met the employer many years ago when I was a wee nipper down in Foynes in Limerick. The guy had an offshore agency, and when my father was down working on supply boats for down offshore in Cork, they were based in Limerick and Foynes, and they had a barbecue one time on the boat, and the guy who actually gave me a job was actually on the boat that day. So it's a small sort of world in the oil and gas industry and the sea industry.
And how much did you learn in that time, Frankie, and how long were you on the offshore rig?
Well, Kieran, I suppose I didn't have a trade, and, you know, you probably would know me from days up in St. Union's there. I would probably be the closest thing to getting expelled by leaving the college myself. So, I left school sort of not with much education or that, you know, and for me, Kieran, I just wanted to work, and I knew if I got a job in an oil rig that I'd be happy. I could cope with that, you know. I could easily clean decks, scrub decks, paint decks, do whatever needed to be done. So I started sort of at the bottom, and then I seen guys working with cranes, and I'm going, oh, I could do that there. And then I went and I says to the foreman, I says, any chance I could work on that crane? He goes, no problem. So they would promote you up, and then when you're working with the cranes and all the drill piping that, they would say, Do you want to go up on the rig floor? So I went up then onto the drilling side, and I liked that, you know. I suppose it's hard work here and backbreaking work for a lot of people. And then I moved up the derrick to become a derrick man for a little while. And then sort of being a sort of safety conscious guy, I was afraid maybe that I might hurt somebody. You're 90 feet up the middle of an oil rig throwing pipes into a little set of elevators, as what they were called. You throw them in there, and then you were just afraid to drop something, Kieran. So I wasn't comfortable there. So it says I'd come back down. And then I sort of went down the health and safety side, Kieran, because when I was on the rigs at the start, after about 3 or 4 months, when we would get new starts on, they'd always pair them up with me. So I would actually show them how to do a job and keep them safe. So that's how I sort of got on the health and safety side. And, you know, I guess I've been one of the very lucky people, although it's anybody can do it, Kieran. You know, I've been sort of all over the world working for different companies and that. So as the questionnaire was, first company I worked for was a company called Rigman, and I got a contract then with Sedco, and I spent 5 years with Sedco. Sedco actually drilled off the west coast of Ireland. So I was actually down in the Corrib field when they discovered oil and gas down there. We used to change out of Carrickfinn, which was quite handy for me, seeing me going over and back to Aberdeen. I moved on to a couple of other different companies, and I sort of set up my own company then when I was doing consultancy work for some of these oil and gas companies. And I was down in Myanmar, working down there, Burma, and I suppose that's ironic too, Kieran. I come from a Burma, if you know what I mean. And
you've seen a lot of the world, Frankie, through your work down the years.
Yeah, and speaking of Burma, it was in 2015, and we used to have to take 7 flights to get to the rig. So it was from Donegal to Dublin, Dublin to Amsterdam, Amsterdam to Bangkok, Bangkok to Yangon, Yangon to Chaipu, and Chaipu to Sui. So there was a lot of hanging, but I remember coming off the rig during the World Cup in 2015 and getting on a plane in Yangon, and I had my Ireland rugby top on. And I walk on the plane, who's sitting in front of me but Mary Robinson, you know, the ex-Irish president there. So nice to meet her. Like, and she looked up at me, she goes, oh, one of my own. I went, oh, Mary, how you doing? Nice to meet you, you know. So you do meet a lot of people in your travels in that year now. Last job was in Israel there. I liked it down there in Israel. I was working in a shipyard where we would supply the rigs and that from the shipyard. So massive big site down there.
You're back on dry land now, and you're back, and you've started this project. We're in the Uddersna Gaeilte, one of the buildings on the estate in Fallcarragh.
Yeah.
How big is the building, and talk me through the plan of it?
The building, Kieran, is just over 18,000 square feet. I suppose we've added on here, we've got like 2 stories in it, so we've actually managed to increase the size of the 18,000 square feet. We've classrooms at the front of the building and canteen at the front of the building, the offices. And then we have an area called the Skills Hall. So when you come through the red door there and you come down the corridor, we have two sections. So we have a Skills Hall area and a Pool Halls area. In the Skills Hall area, you'll find all the training areas for rigging and lifting, for wind energy, and for oil and gas. So in the far corner of the building there, you'll see for wind energy, we have our work in a tight area. And the equipment that we have is the same as you would find in a one turbine. So if you look at the size of the ladders, Kieran, they're 580 mil wide, and they're so tall in that, and you've got the rail system in that to mimic basically what you would find when you go inside a one turbine, because all our training has to be as realistic as possible. Looking at this area here, over at the rigging frame there, we do rigging training there. So this would train people how to hook up different pieces of equipment, whether it be a motor or something or an engine or whatever, and move it from A to B. We've got a big life raft, a big lifeboat here that came off a rig in Norway, and a big tank, and that gets lowered down into the tank. So there's a few different courses that we do over there. We do plan to increase our courses as time goes by, Kieran. And you'll see just on top of the rigging frame, we've got an area there where we're going to put an A-cell, which is sort of the house that you would find on the top of the one a one turbine. And we're going to put one of them there to mimic some of the rescues and all the different types of work that's carried out inside them there. Moving on then to the pool hall. Up in the pool hall, we've got a pool, and it's 3 metres deep, Kieran. It's 10 metres wide. It holds 275,000 litres of water. And
What happens here, Frankie? What is that used for specifically?
Okay, so in the pool here, Kieran, we do many different courses, right? For now, we're doing the GWO course. This is a sea survival course. So if you look at that picture just beside you, you can see that there's a boat there, Kieran, and they're out at a wind farm in the sea. And what we do is we train people how to transfer from the boat onto the base of the one turbine.
And can you explain that just in a wee bit of detail?
Okay, so if you look at the picture there, Kieran, you will see that there's a boat going up close to the base of the one turbine. The boat will come up, there will be an assistant at the front of the boat, and they will be looking at the waves going up and down, and they will actually tell the person then when it's safe to transfer over to the ladder. Now, if you look here to your left-hand side, Kieran, you can see a ladder and a platform that we have, and this mimics what's actually the wind farm. We have our boat here, which we put in the water, and our platform. And we get the people to transfer across from that. They go up a ladder, they come onto the platform, and then they do the reverse, come back down. So that's partly what we do for that part of training there, Kieran, yeah.
Okay, so we have a simulator just over your left shoulder.
Yes.
So maybe talk me around what is in this area that we're in at the minute, from left to right, and maybe what the bits of equipment are for.
Okay, no problem, Kieran, yeah. So what we have here is a helicopter simulator. It's parked up at the minute there. It actually, you can see there's a big yellow beam, so it gets lifted up, moved along the yellow beam, it gets lowered down into the water. We get students to get into the bucket, we strap them in as if they were getting strapped in a rally car, a four-point harness, and it simulates what you would do if you were going offshore in a helicopter. We get the people in, we lift it up. We have a lot of people that's involved with the training and that. So when we're doing that type of training, Kieran, We have two divers in the water. We have a person on riding shotgun in the simulator. We have an operator that operates the simulator. And then we would have an assessor, first aid, lifeguarder on the deck here when that type of training's happening. They do seven different exercises for the offshore oil and gas, starting with just coming out of it. And we encourage them, you know, we get them to build their confidence in that as they're doing the training and that. Moving on then, you see quite a pile of life rafts, aviation life rafts, sea life rafts and that, and they're all different sizes, and they go from 6 man up to 20 man, so we can cater for 20 people on the one course there if you're doing different types of courses. Moving on, you see a few props that we need there, a life raft to sail the box and that type of stuff. Moving on around, you see quite a amount of suits and that type of stuff, and they're all different suits, Kieran. So you've got suits there for sea survival, where we train people how to survive at sea. We've got aviation life suits, and we've got the wind energy suits, and the wind energy suits, Kieran, they're actually sourced locally here in Donegal, actually from a company called Zeon over in Gador, and the life jackets as well that we use for our wind energy training are sourced in Donegal as well. And I would just like to take a wee opportunity to thank Gaten and his team over in Zeon for bringing the suits over, making sure that they were here on time for our audit, and that, you know, it was very important to get all that sort of equipment on site, and they went out of their way to help us.
You gave me a tour of the facility, Frankie, before we started recording, and I was quite blown away by everything that's going on here and the equipment. But the one thing that struck me was just how clean the place is and how organised. There's a place for everything. Everything is in its place. Obviously, that's a philosophy you've carried on from your own health and safety days.
Yeah, I suppose, Kieran, when I first landed on a rig, 26 years ago this month, I was amazed at it clean. You know, and you think, you know, an oil rig is going to be a dirty environment, that type of stuff. No, but it's clean, and I've carried all that, you know, through the place. And the walkways that you walk on is the exact same as mimicked what you would find on an oil rig and that, you know. And it just gives the people a wee bit of a feel for what they expect if they go to work on an oil rig. And just sort of before we started to do the recording here, Kieran, you actually heard the helicopter coming in and out there, and on a Thursday there, that will go in and out to Tory Island, and some Thursdays there we'll be running the helicopter simulator course here in the pool, and you'll find that it's a real, you know, it makes it a wee bit more real for the people that's doing the course. You know, they hear the helicopter and they're in a sort of a helicopter simulator and that, you know, so it's good that way.
What's going on at the training centre today, Frankie?
Training centre today, we have a lot of our staff, and they're actually doing their first aid responders tickets. Kieran, we've got 9 people up in the classroom there, all doing the ticket. I suppose there's a lot of hard work I've put into it, and the wife will give out to me about not coming home early and away early in the morning and that, and, you know, she says she might find me in a heap somewhere down here, so I says, well, I'll get all the staff trained so that they know how to, what to do in an emergency if they find me in a wee heap or in a corner somewhere down in the building, you know.
Obviously, this will be a huge boost to Fulcara and Donegal and the North West, Frankie, when it gets up and running at full capacity.
You know, when we start running our courses and that, we're going to have 12 people maybe a day coming through the centre. We're going to end up, hopefully, Kieran, maybe having 60 people a day going through the centre, you know, as time goes by, doing all different courses and that. That'll be good for the community, Kieran, because the people that come, they'll be staying in the local hotels, local B&Bs. They'll be buying maybe newspapers in the shop. They'll be putting petrol in their car for driving home or driving over and back to the centre here. So it is good for the economy down here.
And how has the support been from Udras for your project?
For Udras, we're good this year, Kieran. Yeah, we got some grants there for staff. You know, I think most people that set up a company and we Udras, they're all given staff grants. So yeah, we were happy to avail of that at the time.
If you had followed your childhood dream job, Frankie, what would you be doing now?
I would. I'd probably be stuck in an oil rig in the middle of NRC here now. Yeah. Yeah, and funny you mention that, because one of my very first toys, my dad was a dab hand at the carpentry, and one of the first toys he ever made me was an oil rig, and I used to put wee dinky cars driving around it, and I never thought that I would be actually on an oil rig, you know, at some stage. But yeah, 26 years later, Kieran, I'm here now training people to actually work on rigs and wind energy, and, you know, not only are we doing that, Kieran, but, you know, with all our courses that we'll be doing online, you know, you mentioned how good is this place for the local economy. It's good, Kieran, yeah, but we also want to look after the training needs for the likes of the hotels there, bars and restaurants, you know, so we actually cater our training to suit these companies. So, for example, when we're walking around there, you've seen a case of beer, an empty one as it was, Kieran, and a beer keg. So this actually simulates for restaurants and bars and that type of stuff, and we've got different props for all the different organisations that need training. So working in a bar, you need to move a keg, so we'll show you how to do it properly rather than just lifting a box on a manual handling course. We tailor your needs, and we suit the training to your needs, you know. So if anybody was interested in getting our company to come along and do some training for them, Kieran, we would send one of our staff over, one of our safety guys over. He would do a risk assessment in the area, write down everything that he needs to know, put it on the paper and take it back here, design the course to suit the company's needs.
How much are you looking forward to getting things up and running full steam?
Yeah, Kieran, we're looking very forward to it. It'll be great to see people coming through the door. It's been a hard year with COVID and all hitting and that, and changing plans and, you know, doing this and doing that and getting the place ready. You know, we're doing some training there with staff at the minute, as we talked about, Kieran, and to see people in the building, it gives you a bit of heart, you know, especially after, you know, just a long, tough year. So, yeah, we're just so happy to get over the line, you know, with our approvals, Kieran.
There's a number when you come in the door, I think it's 380 or something, with, I think it's in relation to the days, there has been accident free here, so that's very important for you as well, Frank. It's something you're very proud about.
It's important for me, Kieran. Yeah, it's 398 days today since we got the keys to the building, and basically the figure increases every day, Kieran. So when we got the keys, it was started at day one, and we have contractors on board who'd come in and do electrical work for us or mechanical work or whatever, you know, they might have been in fixing a pump or something like that for us. And I suppose me being health and safety conscious, I like to make sure nobody else gets hurt, you know, or nobody gets hurt when they're on site here, Kieran. So I'd like to think that, you know, coming up on 400 days, we've achieved it. We've achieved getting the place ready without anybody getting hurt. So that's all our staff and that. And it takes very little for somebody to get hurt, you know, especially in an environment that you've been through here, Kieran. You can see we put people into a pool, turn them upside down, the helicopter, climbing up these different ladders here in the pool, climbing up ladders over there, working with rigging and lifting equipment, you know. So there's it's a good chance that, you know, achieving 400 days without a lost time accident.
If you could give your 21-year-old self, Frankie, some words of advice, what would they be?
I suppose, Kieran, you know, again, leaving school early and that type of stuff, you know, and not having sort of an education, as I suppose I would call it, and going and getting to where I got today, Kieran, anybody can do it. As long as you do a bit of hard work. You don't need, for me, you know, you don't need to go and do a pile of studying to fall into the category that I fell into. You just need to be dedicated. You need to be hardworking. And you need to have a dream. And if you follow that, you'll get to where you want to be.
And looking forward to training many men and women and boys and girls in this facility.
Yeah, for sure, Kieran. Yeah, we'll be delighted to start the training. I had a conversation earlier on in the week there with a person who was working in the college and for transition year students, you know, and we were talking about education and that, and you know, we were talking about young students and that don't know which career path they want to take. So I actually offered the facility here to get them down so they can actually see what it'd be like actually to work on a wind farm or to work in oil and gas industry or the construction industry, the maritime industry. So we agreed that when this COVID pandemic's over and everybody's vaccinated, that there'll be busloads coming down from different schools to actually see the facility, and you know, maybe they might follow the same career as me.
And those areas you mentioned, they are all growth rates for the future, Frankie.
Yeah, for sure, Kieran. Yeah, although the oil and gas has sort of fallen back a wee bit, you know, although the price of the diesel's gone up with the pumps there, but no, yeah, there's going to be massive growth in the wind energy sector, Kieran. You can see they've all these targets that they have to reach by certain times, certain years and that. So, yeah, you'll see a lot of wind energy projects starting up. And I just heard this week there in Highland Radio, there's another one starting just 5 miles from Letterkenny there, you know. So good to see that, Kieran, because things like that will actually help our business. You know, whether it's just one person from all that construction team that comes and does a course here, that could maybe keep a staff member and a job for a while, you know.
And finally, Frankie, what does the future hold for yourself and Aerial Training Centre here in Fulcara?
The future, Kieran, what we want to do is we want to expand the business, make it bigger. We want to be the best, provide world-class training, take on more staff, Kieran, and, you know, I suppose when we did advertise for staff at the start, we were actually surprised. We had managed to get all our staff from within Donegal. We didn't have to advertise outside Donegal, which was quite surprising. And, you know, we will be looking to take on more staff in the future. And if I can sort of just give a wee plug there, Kieran, if you don't mind, if anybody is interested in coming to work for our company, they can send a CV into careers@ericaltraining.ie, and we'll certainly look at your CV and get back to you. You know, we do intend to expand at the minute with 8-9 staff there. I guess if COVID hadn't hit, we should have been up to about 16 by now. But we would hope to be up in the 30s in the staff within the next 2 years. So there is opportunities for people out there to come and work for us.
Frankie Vellman, Director of Aerial Training Centre in Fulcara, thanks for joining us on Business Matters.
Kieran, thank you very much.
Well, that's it for this edition of Business Matters. Thanks to my guests, Tara Maguire and Frankie Vellman. Thanks to Kenneth Wilson on sound. And thanks to you for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with the programme, drop an email to businessmatters@highlandradio.com.
Business Matters, in association with Donegal ETBs for their education and training service, developing the Donegal workforce across the engineering, manufacturing, retail services, technology and agricultural sectors.